Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
May 11, 1806. Out of medals. The captains, visiting with most of the principal chiefs of the Chopunish Nation, decide this is a good time to recite the story of the Great White Father and his wishes to be friends with the Indian nations. The names of these Indian chiefs are very difficult to pronounce, and the captains did the best they could using phonetic spellings to write these names. Also used were descriptive character names such as Broken Arm, Cut Nose, Red Flute, and Five Big Hearts. Captain Lewis writes today's entry.
Last evening we were much crowded with the Indians in our lodge, the whole floor of which was covered with their sleeping carcasses. We arose early and took breakfast. At 8 a.m., a chief of great note among these people arrived from his village or lodge on the south side of Lewis's River. This is a stout fellow of good countenance, about 40 years of age, and has lost the left eye. His name, Yamparkartim. To this man we gave a medal of the small kind. Those with the likeness of Mr. Jefferson have all been disposed of except one of the largest size, which we reserve for some great chief on the Yellow Rock River. We now pretty fully informed ourselves that Tuna Shamotolt, Neshne Park Keok, Yam Park Kartim, Hoha Stilpilp were the principal chiefs of the Chopunish Nation and ranked in the order here mentioned. As all those chiefs were present, we thought it a favorable time to repeat what had been said yesterday and to enter more minutely into the views of our government with respect to the inhabitants of this western part of the continent. Their intentions of establishing trading houses for their relief, their wish to restore peace and harmony among the natives, the strength, power, and wealth of our nation. To this end we drew a map of the country, and with a coal on a mat in their way, and by assistance of the Snake Boy and our interpreters, were enabled to make ourselves understood by them, although it had to pass through the French, Minnetare, Shoshone, and Chopunish languages. The interpretation being tedious, it occupied nearly half of the day before we had communicated to them what we wished. They appeared highly pleased. After this council was over, we amused ourselves with showing them the power of magnetism, the spyglass, compass, watch, air gun, and sundry other articles equally novel and incomprehensible to them. Captain Meriwether Lewis, May 11, 1806.
It's amazing that anything at all was communicated at this council. The speech was recited in English to one of the interpreters, probably Druyer, repeated in French to Charbonneau, who in turn told it to Sacagawea in Hidatsa, who repeated it in Shoshone to a Shoshone prisoner, who finally spoke it in Chopunish to the chiefs. Four chiefs, four interpreters, five tongues. Tomorrow, Dr. Clark.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Captain Lewis read by Russ Palmer. Hear other Days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.